From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. Super Bowl 50 just wrapped up at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, where the Denver Broncos beat the Carolina Panthers 24-10. Beth Wellen of member station KQED says the Broncos were labeled the underdog by many, but they ended up leading the entire game.
Super Bowl 50 was more of a spectacle than most expected. There was a sea of orange at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, rooting for Denver. The Broncos' defense was on fire all night, throwing the Carolina Panthers off their game. The halftime show sizzled with Beyonce, Bruno Mars, and Coldplay joining forces.
For Denver quarterback Peyton Manning, the victory was his 200th career win, second Super Bowl championship, and he became the first QB to win an NFL title with two teams. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump held a rally Sunday at New Hampshire's Plymouth State University ahead of the state's Tuesday primary. And as NPR's Brackton Booker reports, Trump again underscored his support for the controversial interrogation technique of waterboarding.
Speaking before a crowd of a few hundred people, Trump said waterboarding is peanuts compared to what ISIS and other terrorist organizations are doing.
As far as I'm concerned, waterboarding immediately is okay. And if we can get much worse than waterboarding, that's okay too. And everybody was shocked and they all liked it.
Trump was asked about the use of waterboarding at this weekend's GOP debate, the last one before the New Hampshire primary. The former reality star has a commanding lead in most polls here. He also told the crowd that unlike other candidates in the race for the Republican nomination, he doesn't need their money, he needs their vote. Brackton Booker, NPR News, Plymouth, New Hampshire.
The European Union is condemning North Korea's launch of a long-range rocket as a threat to international peace. From Brussels, Terry Schultz reports the EU is demanding that North Korea abandon its pursuit of weapons of mass destruction.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini is calling the North Korean rocket launch a direct threat to international peace and security. North Korea said early Sunday it had put an Earth observation satellite into space, which uses the same technology as a ballistic missile that can be used as a weapon. Mogherini calls the launch an outright and grave violation of Pyongyang's international obligations under UN resolutions to end its ballistic missile and nuclear programs. She says North Korea should return to negotiations with the world community. The French government describes the North Korean action as a senseless provocation, calling for a rapid and tough response from the UN Security Council. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Low prices at the gas pump continue. The Lundberg survey says the average price of gasoline has dropped 8 cents over the past 2 weeks to $1.82 a gallon. That price is 37 cents per gallon under its year-ago point. This is NPR News. The Turkish president says Turkey is ready, if necessary, to let in thousands of refugees fleeing a government offensive in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Ankara has so far refused to allow up to 35,000 people to cross into Turkey, but is providing food and shelter on the Syrian side of the border. The BBC's Mark Lowen is near the Turkish-Syrian border.
Turkey is trying to use this refugee influx from Aleppo as a way of highlighting what it sees as the pernicious involvement of Russia on behalf of the Assad regime, and trying to use that as a sort of way of pushing the international community to put pressure on Russia. So it's a complex game going on here.
The BBC's Mark Lowen. Hillary Clinton is calling the water crisis in Flint, Michigan, immoral, and the Democratic presidential hopeful says Congress should approve $200 million in emergency aid for the city that's grappling with lead-contaminated water. Clinton visited a Flint church on Sunday, where she told the crowd she will not forget about them or their children. Southeast Massachusetts may get the brunt of a snowstorm that's heading for the East Coast. The National Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning for that part of the state, saying it could get up to 18 inches of snow Monday. The rest of Massachusetts, plus Rhode Island and eastern Connecticut, could see winter storm conditions with 4 to 8 inches of snow. Kung Fu Panda 3 is still topping the box office. The sequel earned an estimated $21 million in its second weekend of release. The 50s Hollywood satire Hail Caesar opened in second place, and The Revenant came in third. Star Wars was fourth. I'm Jim Hawk, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app. A new way to experience public radio.